Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a Republican congresswoman named Elise Stefanik in New York who is, it's a very sad case, who is suddenly morphing into something like a Trump clone, when at the very beginning she showed a great deal of promise. And here's some of the additional things that she's done. Elise Stefanik is the member of Congress that Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, and the rest of the Trump supporters, conspiracy supporters, are supporting to get rid of Liz Cheney as number three, the Republican hierarchy in the Congress, in the caucus, the Republican caucus. They said they need a woman. If they squeezed out Liz Cheney, who's one of the few principled people in the Republican Party left in leadership, who stood up to Donald Trump, said that this business about how the election was illegitimate is a big lie, that he is propounding that, his acolytes and disciples are propounding it, it's a cult, she's standing tall. So they're going to gang up on her. Remember, 147 of them? 147 voted to overturn the November 3rd election. Overturn the election that went to the guy who won 7 million more votes than Trump nationally and many, many more electoral votes. They were simply going to overturn it. Kevin McCarthy was going to overturn it. Steve Scalise was going to overturn it. The Republicans in this state were going to overturn it. The Republicans in Wisconsin were going to overturn it. But Liz Cheney stood tall. She spoke out. And as a result, they're going to deep six her. They're throwing her over the side. They're going to walk the plank. Well, Elise Stefanik, and this is a sad degeneration of Elise Stefanik, is young, she's enthusiastic, and starting out, she was a moderate Republican, exactly what the future of the Republican Party needed. She took on Trump early on, criticized him going back to 2016. She was moderate on most issues. She had one of the highest ratings for bipartisanship in the Republican caucus, even more so than some of the Democratic caucus. But they dangled a bribe in front of her. They dangled a payment in front of her that she could not turn down. And that bribe or payment is not illegal, but it's how would you like to be plucked out of security, out of obscurity in northern New York? She doesn't represent Manhattan. She represents the far northern part of the state, rural New York, right up to the Canadian border. How would you like to be plucked out of obscurity and made the number three in the House of Representatives? And then if they take the House in 2022, which I hope they don't, and they better not, we're not going to let them, but if they did, slippery Kevin McCarthy would be Speaker. He'd put a knife in everything Joe Biden's trying to do. Steve Scalise would be the number two, and Elise Stefanik would be the number three. And that supposedly would set her up for statewide ambitions in New York and maybe nationally. Well, she's not going anywhere statewide in New York now. She's not going anywhere nationally now because she has turned around to be a Trump sycophant, licking Trump's boots, saying the election was illegitimate. The election should have been overturned. And she's a good girl. She's a compliant girl. And she is now going to be the number three. It's going to be a secret ballot to save the reputations of some of these people. And Liz Cheney will get a number of votes. But remember, only Republicans vote for who's going to be a leader in the Republican caucus. And when that vote is taken this coming week, I think that Scalise and McCarthy have whipped up the caucus, and they are going to throw out Liz Cheney. There is already pushback, believe it or not, and not from the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is watching the Republican Party commit suicide I take no pleasure in it. We need two parties. We need a legitimate conservative party with people like Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, not Trump. But the pressure is coming from the Club for Growth. The Club for Growth. Those are the extreme right-wing nut jobs. You know, you look at the conservative caucus that has those conventions, and you see some strange rangers. You see some peculiar people, believe me, believe me. Club for Growth is in the far right of the Republican Party, and they are not stupid. They did not fall off a turnip truck on the way into town, okay? They've sniffed out Elise Stefanik, and they show all of her votes on immigration, on abortion, on a lot of other things, and say her Club for Growth rating is something like 30%. Liz Cheney's is two or three times better than that. They don't like Liz Cheney because they are Trump cultists too. They want Liz Cheney out, but they want somebody in the far right who is a Trump cultist. So stay tuned. This is what's happening in the Republican Party. This is what's happening in the Republican Party. Even Kevin McCarthy at one time, even Kevin McCarthy speculated in the Republican caucus that Donald Trump and a congressman at the time who was pro-Russian from California were being paid by the Russians. McCarthy saw that. McCarthy also called Trump up the day of the insurrection on January 6th, told him to stop it and was concerned. And Trump said, apparently they care more about their country than you do. Now, McCarthy is very scared about having to testify under oath about that because he's denied now the conversation, even though he admitted it before. But if he's under oath, he better tell the truth or he's going to prison. He knows it. That's one reason he opposes the January 6th insurrection special commission. So even McCarthy is somewhat laying in the weeds. He's only doing it to become speaker. He has no principles. His only principle is his political advancement. Elise Stefanik has no principles. Her only principle is her political advancement. Ironically, Club for Growth, who are zealots and purists, have sniffed her out and it's not going to do them any good. What people have got to understand in the Republican Party now, it's a cult. It's the cult of Trump. It's the Jim Jones type cult, cult of Trump. And you are either a worshiper of Trump or you're not, and it doesn't matter what you say on any issue. Keep that in mind. Trump was a liberal Democrat up until he ran for president as a Republican. He was to the left of the party on gun control. He was the left of Planned Parenthood on abortion rights. He has absolutely no regard for principle or for issues. He doesn't care about issues. You must understand that. And that's what that party has become, simply because they want to hold on to office. And somehow, a big part of the electorate has been bamboozled by Trump, thinking that he shares their values and objectives. He absolutely does not share their values and objectives. So watch Elise Stefanik. She'll have a momentary 15 minutes of fame, a momentary basking in the sun, like a lizard lying on the side of a boulder in an Arizona desert, getting nice and warm with all the praise. That's not going to last very long. Going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. We are going to a break. When we come back after the break, I will go right to the lines. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more very soon. Back after the break. Roll over, Beethoven.